Have any of you made a New Year's resolution this year? I have. Now, first, let me just say that Bethlehem means house of bread. And Jesus is the bread of life. So I have found it very appropriate during the Advent and Christmas season to embrace carbs once again. And beans, as tonight is the first Sunday of the month, which means we have our first Sunday evening service back here at 6:30. You're invited to join us. Afterwards, we always go over to the Long Beach Expo into the hangar, and I know I'm going to have some deep-fried cheese curds and probably a couple cups of cold carbs, if you know what I mean. My resolution begins tomorrow. Because the scale and the belt have made a revelation. It's time for me to get back on the straight and narrow because I'm getting back to being round and wide once again. And so I'm going back to my resolution. I don't know if you've made one or not, but the events that we recognize today kind of come about because of some resolutions. The Magi resolve to find the Christ child. The Magi are resolved to present him their gifts. And then at the end, they resolve to protect him. That's why they go home via an alternative route. You know the account. You heard it read earlier. God has posted a cosmic billboard, so to speak, in the sky. The star bears witness to what is going on. It grabs their attention. But notice, if you will, this rather intriguing little fact. The star leads them at first only to the promised land. It doesn't guide them, at least at first, all the way to the promised one. Why do you think that God at first takes them only to Jerusalem? I mean, had they gone all the way to Bethlehem, even if they didn't have the exact address, they probably could have gotten one of Bethlehem's baristas when they were getting a cup of coffee to tell them where the carpenter lived. But that's not how it works. The light leads them only as far as Jerusalem. God uses nature. He is its creator. He is its author to begin the process, but he uses scripture for them to gain access. They come to Jerusalem and the scribes proclaim, "In Bethlehem in Judea, that is where the Christ will be born. For Micah has written, 'Bethlehem, out of you shall come for me a ruler who will lead my people Israel.'" Only after the word is proclaimed is access to the Christ child gained. And then, you know, the story goes. They show up to Bethlehem. They find where the child is. The star has now led them the rest of the way. And then they open up their treasures to Jesus. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. Obviously, these gifts are given before the child is walking or talking much, let alone healing the lame, or restoring speech to the mute. These gifts are given to the Christ child before he can read, let alone before he is expounding upon scripture in the temple courtyards. The gifts are given to the Christ child while he's still a child at home, long before he is a household name. The gifts are brought and they are given. And true, while his incarnation itself is the greatest accomplishment of all history, God himself taking on human flesh, and this child, the Christ child, is by nature holy and righteous and pure, for he is divine and human at the same time, there's something instructive in here for us. God's gifts are given to you. God's gifts have been given to me apart from any accomplishment of our own. And in spite of the fact that our nature is fallen and craven and sinful. And while God might use a star, so to speak, while God might use something of the created order, be it light or darkness, to grab your attention, it is only the Scripture that leads you to a confession of who He is and what is found in Him. But back to the text, back to the story. The Magi, the three of them, well, I'll be honest with you, while the song declares there are three kings, the Bible does not. I don't know how many there were. But they show up and they have three gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they're resolved, after they find the child, to give the child their gifts and then to protect the child. This is a story about making a resolution. And I'll have you notice their resolution is birthed and built by God's manifestation, God's vision, God's desire that they would know His working, His will, and His way. Not only with them, but also with the child's family, correct? Mary and Joseph resolve to do God's will, because they understand His working and they will go in His way. But their resolution is birthed and built by God's manifestation, by God's vision. Mary, the Spirit will come upon you. The Most High overshadow you. So the child born of you will be called the Son of God. Joseph, fear not to take Mary as your wife. The child in her is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. In each and every case, whether it is through a star, through a scroll, through a celestial being at the door, or in a dream, God is the one birthing and building their resolve. And while whether or not you have made a personal resolution, we collectively and corporately have made a resolution here at Bethany, remember? We started our whole process that led to the transformation of our campus. We said the greater resolution we're taking is that we're not only worried about our property, we're worried about us individually. We're not just looking at our sacred spaces, we're looking at our spirits and our souls, and we resolve to become more and more like Him. People after His own heart. And I can't speak for you, but I will tell you the truth. I will break that resolution long before I enjoy carbs. That might only last till Super Bowl Sunday. This one can't make it through a single day without breaking it. Sometimes it's because I'm not enough like the Magi. Kind of like to hoard and hold that which is mine rather than freely give it away. Sometimes it's because I'm not enough like the Magi. Rather than going and telling everyone what it is that I believe, at times keep it to myself. Sometimes I'm too much like Herod. I begin to wonder, hey, how can that newbie think they know as much as me? Or I determine that, you know what, I got this and I'll do what I want, rather than what he wants. I mean, think about it. Herod could have emptied the treasury that day. He could have hopped on a camel, rode down to Bethlehem with the Magi, knelt before the mangered Messiah, and declared him King of Kings. But he didn't. Sometimes I'm not enough like the one and too much like the other. And the truth is, I'll break the resolution to become more and more like him quicker than I'll hop back on the carb train. And the real problem isn't what you put in your body anyways, it's what comes from within it, correct? Jesus has said that, for it's out of the heart, out of the mind that come things like lying and lusting, greed and gossip, self-justification or self-pity. And while Herod is probably as bad as humanity gets, he is responsible for the death of Bethlehem's sons. I'm no better. If you think you're in the same boat as me, if you know you haven't really been as resolved as you ought to be, I got good news for you. The babe of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ, escaped Herod's crime so he could be sacrificed for yours and for mine. And in him we are forgiven. In him we are restored. And God would birth and build in you the resolve to become more and more like him. Gifts far better than gold or frankincense and myrrh are yours. Gifts of grace, forgiveness, mercy, they belong to you in Christ. And as a recipient of such gifts, we are called to resolve to follow his will and walk in his ways to the glory of his holy name, even if we need to return to that manger Messiah daily, confessing our sin and being restored again, birthed and built up to be people of resolve. Let's pray. Dear Lord, birth and build in us the resolve to become more and more like you, to embrace your will, to walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name, and for the sake of that gift given to us, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.